More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at julieland.com. As always, I am joined by the man himself, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo.
How you doing today, Dick?
I'm better, thank you.
Yeah?
Yes,
very much so. Feeling good?
Feeling good.
Well, today we've brought in a couple guests. One is very hot, and one and the other is very not. Today, we have brought in, and I'm going to screw this up. We know I'm going to. Isabella De Santos.
What is it? Say it again.
Isabella De Santos.
Isabella De Santos.
See, I can't do it like that. And
he's
Ralph
too
Long.
White. Don't.
And Ralph. Oh,
hi. And Ralph DeLong.
Ralph DeLong.
Ding ling long.
So I think we know who the hot one in this room is.
Right, me.
Besides
thank you,
me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no,
exactly.
Oh my God. Hey, I mean, if you guys are into that, hey, I'm not hating on it.
No.
Oh,
so she's a fiery one.
Oh my goodness, nonsense! I'm a sweet one. Don't you see the little
they all
wings
say
and
they
everything?
All say that.
They all say that.
They're what I call M&Ms: hard on the outside, soft
nonsense,
on the inside.
That would be Sour Patches.
Hard on the outside, soft and sweet on the inside.
Oh my God. Okay, so today I brought you both in because you were available and you wanted to do a show. But no, actually, today I wanted to talk about because you are a Latina.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Miami.
Miami?
Yes.
How is Miami this time of year?
Extremely hot, humid. Hot and humid.
Yeah. Born and raised?
Born and raised. And actually, I lived in Colombia for a while.
Okay.
And I went to an all-nun school.
Awesome.
Whoa. Okay, hold
my
on.
My favorite kind of girls.
Okay, so.
I went at Catholic school too, so.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm screwed up?
So you know a good cup of coffee then.
What?
So you know a good cup of coffee then. You're from Colombia.
Yes, but you know what? I'll stick to the Cuban coffee. I like strong
Cuban
coffee. Yes.
There you go. You know, I just watched that show Chef with Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
And it was all about a guy, a chef from LA, who needs to go recreate himself. So he goes to Miami. And
oh,
he goes
wow,
through and learns to, it goes back and starts cooking Cuban food, where he developed his passion to start off with. It was a really entertaining movie. I highly recommend everybody go see it.
I
at Arclight
Miami,
Cinemas.
I don't think
we
need to.
can we get back to topic?
Yeah, sorry. I tend to ramble sometimes. It's the new medication. So I want to talk about Latinas in porn because there's not actually a whole lot of you.
I'm getting the drift of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot. What are you talking about?
No, I mean,
there always
a lot
has
of,
been a good amount.
No, there's a lot of girls who will pretend to be Latin.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of girls that, you know, are half, whatever. Now, speaking of Latin, outside of our studios, we have somebody that is doing a leaf blower.
I'm sorry about
and
that.
And I'm a horrible person, and I'm going to assume they're Latin.
No,
bitch.
No, no. That's me.
So anyhow,
I'm going to let him know you said that, and you're going to go out to your car, and your tires are going to be slashed.
Wait, wait, that's right. It's a 98 Honda. They might actually just steal the whole car.
No, they won't. It's not worth it.
You know what? At least we make money out of anything.
I know.
That's good. That's good. I was married to a Mexican chick. I know how it works.
Look, I grew up in the barrio. I have no problems. I love my
life. The barrio.
I did. The barrio. Do you want me to pronounce that correctly? No, seriously, I always tell people English was a second language for me when I was in school, so I grew up in the hood.
Well, I love and hate everyone equally, so. Mr. Long, in the past few years that I've known you,
yeah,
you like to, from what I understand, from what I've seen, you like to shoot Latinas for your movies.
Yeah. I did.
Oh,
wow.
Is there a reason?
I think he's blushing too.
Is there a reason?
Okay, let me air.
That bald head is blushing.
Oh, it's red.
Is there a reason for that?
Is there a specific reason for that?
No, it's just they give better performances than I think the rest. I don't know, my opinion.
It's the passion.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Now, obviously, we're in LA. There's plenty, you know. The Latin population is very large. Do you get most of your Latinas here in L.A.? Do you get them from Miami? Do you?
There's more in Miami than here. Here they come in spurts. Most come from Florida. There's not. I mean, there's a handful of Latinas that come from L.A.
Yeah.
They don't really do it too much. I mean, the girls from Mexico.
Maybe they were smart and. Or they grew up right.
I just think it's some of the. I don't
What's
know.
What's that
the,
supposed to mean?
I thought. No, I don't know. There's a couple Latin girls I can think of that I just thought were amazing.
Alexis Amor, but she was Peruvian.
I loved Sativa Rose.
But was she Mexican? She was mixed of Armenian and...
She's Mexican. She had Mexican.
But she's mixed.
Yeah.
But here's a quick question. This is how you really test when there's a real Latina in the porn industry. Does she speak Spanish?
And I find that is absolutely
sativa.
Nobody can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
See, there's nothing also, more of a turnoff than a girl who can't even speak Spanish.
Well, did Carmen Caliente speak Spanish? No?
No, nonsense. No, see? I even told, I mean, she's a sweetheart, but I was like, why can't you speak Spanish? You're such a hot girl.
So she's not so caliente.
No.
She's caliente, all right.
You know, I shot my movie Latin Mouth Club for Madness Pictures. Mm-hmm. Nice little shameless plug there.
How many girls were in that?
Five girls in it. But I wanted to make sure that, like I do my Asian Mouth Club, it's I want to get as close as I can to somebody who's actually Latin. You know, I was getting sent by agents, well, she's a quarter Mexican.
I'm like, or she's Filipino.
Exactly. I'm like, what the? I love you.
Very tan. Yeah.
She likes hot. Taco Bell. I mean,
Ava Adams has been in Latin movies.
No way.
Yes, she
Andy
has.
Cruz really? Has been in Latin yes. movies.
Like and Ava Adams.
Ava
like,
Adams?
Yeah, she's
and they can be the greatest performer ever, but when you're trying to sell something that is a specific, you know, ethnic group,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, you want the real thing. Of and course. Fans want the real thing. They don't right. want this
no,
you know,
exactly.
made up thing. They don't want yeah. Taco Bell.
No.
They don't no no.
They want
no,
Chipotle. No.
They want Chipotle. Yeah, exactly. Chipotle, sponsor of More with
they
Mo.
Want the real shit.
We like to plug everything we can.
Everything.
One of our, eventually they'll listen to us and they'll give us money.
So when I went through and made the movie, I definitely made sure everybody that I shot spoke Spanish. So, yeah. You know, Veronica Rodriguez. She was fairly new to the industry. Amazing. Did a great mm-hmm. job. Cassandra Cruz did a great job. But what I did is interviewed each one and kind of got to know them more about what it's like to be Latina. What it's like in their everyday life to have this persona of the fiery personality, what they do for a living, their ass, you know, all the typical stereotypes. So, Mr. Avery, do you have...
Keep going. I'm just absorbing all this.
So, where I was going to go with this, Dick, Isabella, tell me about some stereotypes.
Stereotypes. Geez, it depends when you... Stereotype them. See, when I think Latina and mm-hmm. you stereotype Latinas, you have to think about, I stereotype Colombians, Venezuelans, Cubans.
Yeah, it's different.
To me, it's completely different.
Because if you were like, because it's like when I used to go to New York a lot, and you, if you kind of thought a Puerto Rican was a Dominican, and you
what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, you'd get your ass kicked. I mean, like you do not, yeah. and I think it's that way. One of my newest bestest friends, she lives in Buenos Aires right now. We text each other all day, every day. And I've talked to her about it. Like there's this pride, you know, we're Argentinians, you know, we're not this and we're not that. And I've always felt that growing up that, you know, Mexicans are Mexicans.
Yes,
Spanish is Spanish.
Course.
And
so then is it wrong in porn? Not that we ever do anything right, to group everybody into right. the Latin idea.
It's completely and entirely wrong. Not every Latin is the same thing. We're just generalized into being Latin because we speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get down and dirty to the needy, that's a little all dirty thing. We're all different. Colombians are not the same as Peruvians. Peruvians are not the same as Venezuelans. We all have different accents and we all have different ways of insulting people. Just the same thing as...
Right.
Irish people aren't the same as Americans, or England people aren't the same as Americans. It's different.
Sure, right.
I mean, but to other South American, which are Latin people, anybody who speaks English is gringo. You know, so that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, but like you said, though, like in South America, but if you go to Brazil, it's Portuguese.
Exactly. And, you know, something else. We don't even consider them.
And Latin. Even I even know many years ago, I went and did a job down in Playa del Carmen. I did an album cover down there, and I remember talking to the locals, and they were telling us they're more Indian. They're more, you know, Aztec, yeah, their heritage. And they're like, they don't like the Mexicans. They are like, you know, we don't want to get lumped in with the Mexicans. They're, you know, because they're Mexicans, and but we're the indigenous people. And it was interesting, just like, you guys, wait a minute. We were like going, really? And they're like, yeah.
Of course, it's different culture.
Yeah, so there's completely. Such, yeah, but it's like, it's interesting that like, it you can't just lump everybody all into one. And I found it fascinating, especially because we were down there and they were taking us to all these amazing things. We went to the Tulum and Chichen Itza and all these things like that. And they kept on, we had these discussions about how, yeah, we don't like the Mexicans. They screw everything up. We're hardworking, passionate, and they're amazing people. I mean, I had the best week of my life, and the beaches were nice.
Send all your complaint letters to Richard Avery at julieland.com.
That means he got laid.
Okay, so let's go through. Who are the most sexual Latinas? We go through. No, we don't shake your head at me. We have the Japanese.
I know the answer to that one.
A certain kind. You have Filipinos who are in. You go with the Asian things. Who are the sluttiest Latinas?
Oh my god.
The ones you pay the ones you pay the most?
Up? Yeah.
Yeah, the ones you pay the most.
I mean, like,
if you want to fuck, what country do you go to?
Colombia.
Yeah?
I think it's Argentina.
No, fuck Argentina. That has nothing.
I've heard. I've had. I hear stories
if you
down
have
there.
To change from Colombia, you go to Cuba. Cuban women are beautiful.
Yes, Cuban women are. Beautiful.
But will they?
That
put
I
out?
Agree with.
Oh, baby, yes, and in a way you'll never forget.
That's what I hear too. Mm-hmm.
Wow,
that's true, 100%.
In a way, you'll never forget. Okay. And the way, same thing with Colombians. They'll make you feel like you're the prince, the king of the world, and then it's like, pay up, bitch, and then bye.
Exactly.
Oh,
like, that's it. But that's every girl I know.
Yeah,
that's,
like,
that's for you.
I don't know a girl that's not like that.
No, I mean, but if you're asking me if you're gonna go somewhere sure. and you want to get have a good time and enjoy yourself, go to Colombia. It's delicious. You have a diversity of women. See, here's the other thing. When you go to Colombia, there's different parts. There's Medellin. There's Bogota. There's Cartagena. And if you ask them, none of us as women are categorized the same. We all have different accents.
What do you think of Costa Rica?
I've never been there, but I've heard it's delicious.
One of my best friends is retiring there with his wife. They're building a mansion, and they move there at the end of the year. I'm so jealous.
I heard Costa Rican women are beautiful too, but I don't know.
They've been going there for years, and they said it's amazing. And it's just building and growing, and it's just amazing. True. The people, he said, the people, the food, everything. It's such a great country. And I was like, oh. And he's like, we'll build. Make sure we have room for you. And I said, great. 10 years, I'll see you guys.
You'll have a little. You know, above the garage.
I don't care. Below the garage, I don't care.
Mr. Long, you've had sex with a few Latinas. Where do you think, which one is the best for you?
I don't know.
Come on.
Like, the one that gives them a discount?
Okay, let's go with, who's your favorite Latina to work with?
Yeah. And not you can't say her. We know it's her, but you can't say her.
Why do you guys have to put them on the spot?
I don't know.
Because.
Banana man.
Come on. Can I'll step up. You think about it. I'm going to step up. First of all, my biggest crush for the last year, and I don't really mention these things, is a Latin girl in the industry. And
who?
I've been dying to shoot her. Like, dying to shoot her.
Who?
Abella Anderson.
She's gorgeous.
She's out, but yeah, I shot her.
Yes.
You did? I've been, like, jonesing for her for over a year. Like, literally, I see her on cams once in a while. I look at her for like 2 minutes and just go, I can't watch. And I just turn it off. I know somebody else who shot her. And I just said, you know, hey, if you ever see, I know she's out. And I just said, like, if you ever, maybe she might want to just, because I don't do anything anyway. So I said, hey, maybe she just wants some nice pictures or something. And, but I just think she's just fucking beautiful.
Yeah, well, she's high maintenance, baby.
Is she?
She came to LA once. Because I got her the gig with Hustler. They took her pictures and stuff. Nothing. That was a long time ago.
A very long time.
You don't know me.
Like 2 years ago? Yeah. Yeah, she's good.
Okay, so Isabella, who's your favorite performer to work with? You've done Girl Girl before.
Girl.
Or, hold on. We can go with Latin.
Latin?
Are any Latin guys out there?
That I like?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, smart move.
No. You know what? I like my white boys.
You like your white boys?
Yes, I do.
Nice. Well, I have to say, probably my favorite that I've worked with was actually Veronica Rodriguez.
She's cute.
She's cute. And part of the thing was, though, is it's my... She's tiny. She weighs
like
all
girls.
Of, like, 82 pounds.
It's like, remember...
Really?
You've been around long enough.
Yeah.
She's tiny,
Alexis
and she makes my
Love?
Penis look huge.
Yeah, she's real tiny.
She was real tiny.
Cute.
I liked her,
it.
Too.
Yeah, she was cool.
But she left the business, like, was in and out real fast.
Yeah, real quick.
Okay, Ralph.
What?
So tell us.
So tell us.
What is it
who
that you
is
like?
It?
Well, I was going
to drum roll.
Shit.
Shall I go to Red Light District's
he just doesn't
want to
piss
any girls.
He knows it.
I would say this. I mean, like, Abella Anderson, I shot her 10 times.
Oh, I hate you.
So.
I'm never going to talk to you again.
Then it would have been.
I swear, I'm so jealous. I'll trade you.
I shot Veronica. She really gets, she was good. Who was it? There's a Ginger Lynn. I know they're sisters. It's Savannah Ginger or what was her name?
Oh, I know who you're thinking.
There's two sisters, yeah.
There's Ginger. Ugh, I know who you're thinking of.
I know. I forget which one. There's two of
she
them.
She must have given amazing head, is all I'm saying.
Who?
Whoever it is, because you're speaking.
No, I can't remember. I remember some Savannah Ginger or Havana Ginger.
Yeah, I know who you're. I know it is. I don't know the combination of the names, but
Cuban.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh,
and she was Cuban, I think. Yeah.
Well, if it's Havana, she's definitely Ginger.
It was
and Cuban.
Yeah, I think it was Havana Ginger or Ginger Havana, something like that.
There was shoes.
We'll have to
try to remember names. There's another girl. She was from Miami, but she was out 6 months. God, I can't remember her name.
I mean, a lot of these girls come and go so quickly.
Yeah, they do.
More now than ever.
Have you shot Isabella over here?
Mm-hmm.
For one of your red light district titles?
Mm-hmm.
Do you care to give the title name?
It's called True Gonzo.
True Gonzo, directed by Ralph Long.
Probably five of them more.
Oh, really? So you've used her a few times?
Just a couple times.
So is this POV?
No POV ever.
Okay, so what's so amazing about her that you've used her so many times?
Her performance and her eye contact and her ass.
Oh, Lord.
So what's so great about her ass?
And the discount rate you get.
No discount rate. That's one thing with Latinas. They keep personal and business totally separate.
That's true.
They'll be your friend, but when it comes down to business, it's down to...
There's no fucking around.
It's no fucking around.
I know a lot of girls like that, too.
Exactly.
I ask for those deals, please.
No, I think Isabel has...
What about two for Tuesdays?
Perfect, like, heart-shaped ass.
Nice. Now, Latinas are known for their ass. That is.
Yeah, but, like, the difference with those Bellas is, like, it's not too big.
Yeah.
And it's not small.
Yeah.
It's just...
I agree.
Perfectly shaped.
See, as I'm staring at it.
Yeah, my ex-wife was Mexican, and she had a smaller waist, but she had a gigantic ass. I mean, right. She had a huge ass. And I loved it. It was like all about the ass and the little waist. But what my favorite thing was, she could never find jeans.
No.
She basically had to like have the back of her jeans stitched
fixed
up. Otherwise,
yes.
I could pick her up by the back of her jeans. So it was good. So the ass. So she's been in a few of your movies.
Just a couple, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have the camera on at the time?
Yeah, always. How many times did you...
Oh, I forgot to turn this on.
See them all.
Sorry.
Well, she gets paid either way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you fuck up, it's...
Of course, it's my fault as production. Like, why the hell would I not have the recording on? Yeah. It's like stupid.
I screwed up on that.
We've
one
all
once.
Known that. Happened.
One time
Come
I did that
on.
One
I've only
time.
Recorded like part of a scene without sound once, but I caught
oh,
it.
Oh, I remembered that.
Well, even when I shot her almost, I shot an intro.
Dude, we did a whole fucking intro. Sorry.
It was a new
but
camera.
That was blonde moment galore for you.
I did
right
the same
there.
Thing.
Okay, hang on. We just got a new rig, mm-hmm. new handle. Ring light. I had all this crap on this camera. I mean, it was all decked out. Plus, I have a viewfinder, right. the HD viewfinder, on top of having the other one.
I don't hear sound yet.
It's like no. Get this. So where the mic thing was, there were so many components being used. The ring light, where the battery was, I put it in the damn mic holder.
Right.
You know, I didn't even think. So it's all decked out. You go shoot this damn intro, all outside shit. Then we come back, and I'm walking by our boom. That's the thing, and I see the mic on it. So I'm walking, I was like, the hell? And then I look down, and I'm like, fuck, there's no mic on the camera.
I hear excuses.
My first,
I fixed
no,
it.
My first scene I shot with my GoPro, I shot Nikki Benz masturbating, and I didn't even bother reading the directions on the camera. I was like, I'm smarter than this, I'll just turn it on. And I forgot the sound thing. Nikki rubbed one out for me, and I just went, oh, and I realized literally when I said cut, and I looked and I went, oh, fuck. And I looked at her and I said, you know, that was really amazing, and I really appreciate that, but in about 10 minutes, can we do that again? And luckily, she loves me, and she's like, yeah, okay, no worries. Ooh. And it was embarrassing because Shannon was there shooting me at the same time doing BTS, and she looks at me like shaking her head like, that was just bad. I'm like, I know, amateur, like so amateur.
I was going through a tape recently. I still say tapes for some reason, where literally somebody had a 5D and they or 70D, whatever it is, and they used the camera mic.
Ugh.
And this is him. And you hear the girls in the background because it's camera mic, so you hear, but then you're, I'm like, fucking Darth Vader is filming this thing.
Let's go back like 10, so 10 plus years I was shooting one time. I had this assistant, this is back in the day, you'll remember, loading film, right?
Oh, yes.
So I had a shoot cart, guys on film, right? And I'm shooting some girl, not even naked, or actually it was, I think it was with Julie or something like that, naked girl. And the assistant's in the back loading film, but he's watching me, and the whole time he's going, oh, yeah. Like his inner voice is outside, so he's going, yeah, oh man, that's hot, great ass. Oh my, I'm like I had to keep shooting because I had limited time, so I finally got a chance and I turned around and go, shut the fuck up. And he didn't realize it, and he's like, what? And I go, you're thinking out loud. And he's like, oh. And afterwards, at the end of the shoot, I go, yeah, I'm never working with you again.
Yeah, I know, you're like,
and he was slow loading the RZ backs anyway, so it didn't really matter to me letting him go.
I was pretty good at RZ. I was better at Hasselblad though, sorry, but I digress. So, okay, we got a little off topic here, but I mean,
we all know, we can all, as the three men here, we all love Latina girls.
All love Latinas.
You even said she gets to stay home with me tonight, and he's going home by himself.
Whoever says such a thing, I never agreed to it.
How much cash you got personally? Laying around?
He didn't.
I didn't know you and I were going to have a conversation on 101 right now. Let's do it right now.
Oh.
No.
Dude, you're the business
so
there.
So tell me, Richard, what do you have on the table for me?
Whatever you want.
Money. That's all.
Everything. It's all you want. I got it all. Give it all.
Show me.
I'm so easy. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, we'll let you guys do this off the air. Ralph Long, where can we find you on the interwebs?
Ooh. LatinFixation.com.
You really own that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. LatinFixation.com. What else?
I like that.
Well, there's GirlsGotAss.com or GirlGotAss.com.
Without the S?
Yeah, no S. Girl okay. Got Ass.
Just making sure.
And
you have a distribution deal with Red Light District.
Yes, thanks to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I always like to throw that out there. So you have your DVDs through there. And what about social media?
Twitter. Ralph Long XXX.
Ralph Long XXX.
Isabella. Just like what's yours? Mo XXX.
Yes. Isabella, I'm sure you can do this so much better. Tell me where I can find you on the interwebs.
Everywhere lately. You can find me on naked.com, which is where I webcam. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Isa de Santos and pretty much any other porn.
Or starting tomorrow here at my place.
Nice. So what's your name on naked.com?
Wishful thinking.
Do you have a specific name on naked.com, how they can find you?
Isabella de Santos. They can find me like that.
I think that was made up language. Well, thank you both for coming out to be on More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo.
Thank you, Mo. And Richard.
You can find me on the internet at MoXXX on Twitter,
that's
or you can check out my blog. Oh, yes, that's the guy you're following. Or you can find me on my blog, theaveragemo.com, where we put a whole bunch of shit up. So take a look. Thanks a lot.